Today's Amud is Tainus Hayyamin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Hayyamin Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ad Masai Shayel in Esa Geshamim, and we mentioned this Mishnah on Dalad Amabez, says the Mishnah, until when do we continue saying V'sein Talamata Livracha? Until when? And when do we consider like the winter's over, we don't want the rain anymore? So Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Ad Shiyavur HaPesach, until Pesach is over, we continue saying V'sein Talamata Livracha. Rabbi Meir Aymer, Ad Shiyetze Nisan, it's until Nisan ends. So Nemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yayrid Lachem Geshem Meiru Malkosh Berishayin. So the Pasuk's describing there being rain during the month of Nisan, and we'll discuss really in the Gemara, this was considered a nace, that it rained during Nisan, they needed it to rain. Point being is that you see that Nisan is a time that rain is beneficial. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, you see from this Pasuk, that you're supposed to continue saying V'sein Talamata Livracha throughout Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is. Rabbi Yehuda says until Achi Yavur HaPesach. Why doesn't he say the whole Nisan? Why doesn't he say earlier? Where does he get it from? Achi Yavur HaPesach. The Tezis Yantuf on the Mishnah explains that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is that it seems like really Be'etzem he held that the whole Chodesh Nisan, he's masking to Rabbi Meir that the whole Chodesh Nisan is a Zman of Geshem. However, Rabbi Yehuda held that since when we start asking for rain, we start mentioning rain really, we say Mashav HaRuach on the last day of Sukkot, so to keep things uniform, so Rabbi Yehuda held that we should stop asking for rain and we should stop saying Mashav HaRuach on the last day of Pesach, and in order to keep it consistent with when we start asking for rain. So we start on the last day of Sukkot, and we end on the last day of Pesach. That's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara now, that Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, and really this, that it's Rav Nachman talking to Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say a Teretz, is going to be the start of a long series of questions that Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak answered, and we're going to continue with this through the net for the next full daf. But anyway, says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, that Yairi ben Nisan, what's the pshat in the pasuk? It says, V'yairi lechem geshem meiru malkosh berishayin. Meire, referring to Yairi, Yairi is a name for the first rain. The first rain is in Nisan. Yairi ben Marcheshvin hu. The first rain is in Marcheshvin. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Yaira be Marcheshvin, Umalkish ben Nisan. The first rain is in Marcheshvin, so what's the pshat in the Pasuk? Samar Leis, Rabbi Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, that Hachiyam Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan said as follows, that Bimei Yayo ben Petuel Niskayim Mikrezeh. That this Pasuk, that there's gonna be Yaira in Nisan, was fulfilled during the days of Yayo ben Petuel. Petuel is another name for Shmuel Anavi. Yayo ben Petuel, Yayo is the son of Shmuel Anavi. Even though the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph and Parak Ches and Pasuk Gimel, it says that V'loy Holchu Banav Bidrachav, V'loy Holchu Banav Bidrachav, it says that Shmuel's sons didn't go in his ways, they didn't serve Hashem. Yael at first was a Rasha, and in the end he ended up doing Tshuva, he was even Zaycha to Ruach HaKodesh, and this Pasuk, that there's going to be Malkush, that there's going to be Yaira rather, that the first rains are even going to be already all the way in Nisan, that was Mekuyim, this Pasuk was Niskayim in the days of Yael, who is the son of Shmuel HaNavi. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Dechsev Bey, it says about that time, it says, Yasser HaGazam Achala Arve, it says there was a tremendous famine, and whatever food was left over, the locusts ate it up. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, that Aisa Shana Yatza Adar V'lo Yardu Geshamim, that Adar came and got and went, and it still hadn't yet rained, and there was a tremendous famine. Yarda Lahem Revia Rishayna Be'echa B'Nisan. Until they had the first rain in Echa B'Nisan, Rish Chodesh Nisan, that's when they had their first rain. So Amar Lahem Navi Li Yisrael, so the Navi said to Klal Yisrael, he said to Klal Yisrael, Tzu'u V'ziru, he said to go and take whatever seeds you have, and you should go and you should plant the wheat, and let's grow some more wheat. So Amrulai, they said to the Navi, that doesn't make any sense, that seems like a bad Eitzah. Mishi Yesh Lai Kav Chitim, Ay Kabayim Sairin. If a person has a small measure of wheat or barley, he has just one Kav of Chitim, or he has two Kavs of barley, Yaychlanu V'yichya, Ay Yizrenu V'yamos. So, should he eat it, make some challah out of it, and eat it, and then this way at least he'll have something and he'll live, or should he plant it, and then what's it gonna do for him? What little measure like like that is not going to produce anything. So we should plant it and then die? It doesn't make any sense what you're saying, that we should plant these little few seeds that we have. L'chayre, it would be better, it would be smarter for us to just make it into some challahs, and we'll at least we'll survive off the little bread that we have. However, Amar Lahem, the Navi said to them, don't worry about it. Listen to me. You should go and you should plant it. And Lamaisa says the Gemara, they listened to him, they planted it, and Nasa Lahem Nais, and the Nais occurred to them, or maybe even before, once they made this decision, Venizgalu Lahem Masha Biksalim Umasha Bechayri Nimalim. And when a Nais happened, and there were certain seeds, certain foods that were hidden away by the ants or by the different rodents, and they found them in the holes, they found them in the cracks of the walls of their houses, they found this extra food. Yatsu Vizaru, they went and the Maisa, they planted what was in their hands. They planted the few seeds that they had. Sheni, Ushlishi, Ravi, and this occurred on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of Nisan. They went and they planted whatever it is that they had. And it rained again on the 5th day of Nisan. And it kept raining, and their seeds produced tremendous amounts. And Ekrivu Aimer Beshisha Asar Benisan, they were even able to bring the Karban Aimer 11 days later on the 16th day of Nisan, on the 2nd day of Pesach. Nimsis Tvua Gedela Beshisha Chadashim Gedela Be'achadasar Yoim. And it came out that Tvua, which normally takes 6 months to grow, it normally takes the entire winter from Sukkot to Pesach, it takes 6 months, and this time it grew Be'achadasar Yoim, it grew in just 11 days. And what was the reason for this nace? Was that Nimsa Aimer Akari bin Tfua Shal Shisha Chadashim Kariv Mitfua Shal Chadasar Yoim. That it came out that the Aimer, which normally comes from Tfua, which grew for 6 months, it came this year, the Aimer was brought from Tfua, which grew for just 11 days, which seems to really just be repeating the previous point. That's what the Ben Yishchayim, Ben Yoyada explains, that this is explaining the reason for the Nes, was that they could bring the Karban Aimer, and that was the Tachlis, that the Karban Aimer was brought from this Tfua, which grew in just 11 days. Val Aisa Hadar Hu Aimer, and it's about this Dar and this story that the Pasuk says, that they planted with tears. They thought they weren't going to have any food left, yet Barina Yiktsairu, they were able to harvest it with tremendous joy when they saw the nes that took place. And then the pasuk concludes, Halach Yelech Uvachai Naisimesha Chazara, says the Gemara, Mai Halach Yelech Uvachai, what does it mean that when they were going, they were crying, Naisimesha Vegaimer, Am Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, that Shar, a shar that year, the ox that year, kishu chayresh, haylechu baicha, the shar as it was going through the rows of the fields, so it was going and it was crying, it didn't have any food, ubechazirasoi, aicha uchazes minatelem. Yet as soon as it was on its way back from the row, it went one way and it was coming back, and it was already able to eat the stubble, the small growth from the row, meaning it grew so fast that the shar was haylechu vachai, but then it was on its way back, it was already able to eat from the stubble that was growing in the field. V'zehu bo yavai berina. And that's what it means when the pasuk then says, bo yavai berina, that on its way back it had tremendous joy because it already had some food. That's how fast the tefuah was growing. My nice alu maysav. What does the pasuk mean when it says that it carried its bundles? Amar Rav Chista v'amri la b'masnisa tana. That what it means is that there was a lot of stock, that there was a lot of produce, that kana zeres and shibayles rasayim. If anyone's ever seen a wheat stalk before, so usually most of the wheat stalk is really just the stalk part, and the tfua, the food, the edible part, is really just a small part on the top. However, on that year, it was the opposite. The kana was only a zeres. The stalk part, which you don't eat, so that part was much smaller, whereas the shibayles was a zrasayim. Whereas the edible part, the shibayles, that was double. That was double the size of the kana, so there was actually tremendous amounts of each stalk that was also edible. Now again, continuing on this topic of Rav Nachman asking Rav Yitzchak questions, Amar li Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Mai dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? This one also happens to be related with our Gemara. That Mai dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk that it says regarding the famine and during the days of Yayo? The pasuk says, Ki kara Hashem l'rav v'gam baya l'aretz sheva shanim, that there's going to be a famine for 7 years, says the Gemara, Bahanach sheva shanim ayachol, What did they eat for these 7 years of the famine? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, that Halchi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said over. Shana Rishayna, Achlu Masha Bebatim. The first year they were able to eat whatever they had left in their houses. Shnia Achlu Masha Besadois. The second year they were able to eat whatever they had left in the fields. Shlisha is Basar Behema, Tahira. The third year they ate all meat. They were, they just ate the kosher animals that they had. Revias, they had no more vegetables and fruit. They had no more animals. So in the fourth year, they had to eat basra beima tamea. They had to even eat non-kosher animals. Chamishas, they were so low on food, they had to eat basar shkatsim uramasim. They had to eat the bugs. Shishas, basar b'neihem u'b'neisehem. The sixth year, they were so hungry, they ate the flesh of their own children. And shvias, basar z'reisehem. And then on the seventh year, they had to even eat their own flesh. And l'kayim ha'shenemar, ish basar z'raya y'aychelu, it's a kiyam of the curse that says that a man will eat the basar of his own children. And again, Va'amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak another question. May dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Bekir b'cha kadosh v'loy avay be'ir. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that your place, your makom is kadosh, and I'm not going to go into the city. So that doesn't seem to make any sense. Mishum de bekir b'cha kadosh v'loy avay be'ir, because your cities are so holy, therefore I'm not going to come in. That doesn't seem to make any sense. It should be the opposite. So Amar Lei. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman that Halchi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is what Rabbi Yochanan said to explain the pasuk that Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael that I'm not going to go into the city, which means I'm not going to go into the city, into Yerushalayim, but not Yerushalayim that we have in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to go into the Yerushalayim Shalmaila that's up. Ad she'avay liYerushalayim Shalmata, until the Kirbucha is Kadosh, until I go into the Yerushalayim Shalmata. Ask the Gemara, Umiika Yerushalayim Lamala, is there a Yerushalayim that's in Shemayim? Is there a Yerushalayim that's Lamala? Says the Gemara, in yes, Dichziv, as the Pasuk says, Yerushalayim Habanuya, ki ir shechubra la yachtav, that there's an ear that's mechubar to Yerushalayim. What's the ear that's mechubar to Yerushalayim? That's this Yerushalayim Shalmala. Again, says the Gemara, Va'amar Le Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked another question to Rav Yitzchak. May dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Uba'achas yivaru v'yichsalu musar avalim etzu. That the question's on the first half of the pasuk. What does it mean? Uba'achas yivaru v'yichsalu. That there's one aveira that if you do it, so then you're a be'er and you're a ksil. You're a person without intelligence. You're a fool. What does it mean that there's one aveira that if you do it, what's this one aveira? So Amar. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, then Halchi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan said to explain the pasuk, that there's achasi shemeva'eres, be'er means meva'er, is to burn. There's one aveira shemeva'eres rishon b'gehenim, that really burns the rishon in gehenim. There's one that's extra chamer. And mahi, what's that referring to? It's referring to avodah zara. And how do we know that? How do we know that this aveira is referring to avodah zara? Because ksev hacha musar havalim Eitzu. It describes this aveira as hevel, musar havalim eitzu, uksiv hasam hevel hema masa tatuim, which is like discussing avodah zara. So you see, hevel is associated with avodah zara, so that's how we know that this pasuk is referring to avodah zara.